Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Jeff Hardy gets married. Holy crap. Never thought this day would happen.
Long time coming. Him and his girlfriend have been together now for 12 years. So it's really nice that they finally had a chance to get married, especially after Jeff just worked on the West Coast. Doing some shows in Washington. So it was pretty nice that he's able to go back and get married.
Oh, yeah. So Bret and Hogan start having a fight of WrestleMania caliber over Twitter.
Yeah, they have had a war of words. Bret Hart accused Hogan of being a two-faced steroid freak. And the thing that kind of surprised me is that this was unprovoked. It's not like Hogan said or did anything. And I thought that Bret Hart was a little bit more of a class act than this. What do you think?
I'm surprised that he would actually come out and say something like this. I really think he's a class act. That's why I don't understand.
Yeah, what was funny was, recently enough, the bigger man here was Hogan. Hogan said that he thinks that Bret Hart was a great person. He wishes him the best of luck in the future. He didn't take any pot shots at him or anything. And he could have. He could have easily brought up any things. But he didn't. He was just like, hey, I think that he was a great and very talented wrestler.
Yeah, that took some guts. That he was the better man in this situation. Good for him. Oh, great. So Snooki's going to be on Raw next week.
That we have to talk about this. I really do. But the only reason I even put this in here is because, for whatever reason, the Jersey thing has taken off and pulled it. And TNA did it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jersey Shore people, cast members on there. But Raw, WWE was able to Snooki is probably the best known, person from the Jersey Shore. Is this Hoppy and TNA?
I don't know. I was thinking about that because what's the point of actually bringing her over? I just don't see the point. I mean, besides you hear that Snooki's going to be on Raw in St. Louis. Come on. They don't need to do that. And plus, she's going to suck. She's going to be horrible. And she's probably going to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Probably. And the only thing I would say, TNA, is that they brought it out and they had kind of a little bit of a feud between Cookie and JWoww. And don't ask me how I know those people's names. But they had a little bit of a feud. Snooki is going to be like kind of a host, I guess, or is going to be there to meet John Cena. Or I don't even know. Like, it's going to be something stupid. So I don't know exactly what she's going to be there for. But I really don't think that you need stuff like this in wrestling, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I think it's stupid. Like, the new thing, Raw will be unofficially PG-13. Because of Stone Cold? Stone Cold, that's the reason why?
Well, I think that they were really G to PG type program. And the only reason they got PG was they had violence on there. You had people wrestling each other, hitting each other. So that's why it had to be PG no matter what. But it was borderline G, because they didn't really say anything bad. Now, over the past month, really, we've started going more of a PG-13 prop where, they're going to say ass, and they're going to, drink beer, and they do kind of edgier stuff. However, though, it's not a full-blown anything goes, which I'm okay with. I like this. I think that this is going to – you're going to excite the long-term fans, and you're going to get new fans to come in and older fans to come in. So I think that's a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you need those guys who were – 10 years ago, wrestling was the big thing. You need those people back, get back in it somehow. Spice it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so let's move on to Raw. Nexus attacks Orton, but Orton wins. Punts David Otunga, which was funny, I thought, because you knew it was going to happen. What did you think of this?
One of the things I kind of liked about it is that we won't have to see Otunga anymore.
he's going back to Florida. SCW.
That's all I hope. That's all I hope. I'm glad that we won't have to say about it.
That's all he's. I'm married to Jennifer. Who cares? So Christian beats Abbot Del Rio's protege, but gets attacked in the end. I saw this coming a mile.
Well, I was surprised that he beat him with a tornado DDT. Is that? I also, you know, on SmackDown, not to jump ahead, but same thing. You know, he finishes the guys now with the tornado DDT. Is this going to be his new finisher?
I hope not. He just needs.
I mean, that's a normal move, really.
Yeah, but you know, I like his. I like all his moves. So. Any of the finishing moves, I don't mind. I mean, I thought he had a DDT, and then he has the. I can't remember.
Well, he has a reverse DDT that he uses, but that's a setup, you know. And I don't mind as long as he can still use the kill switch, the unprettier. As long as he can still use that, fine with it. It's just I don't want them to get rid of the move and give him kind of a, you know, a regular move that a lot of cruiserweights do.
Right.
But you know, this was a pretty good segment. I liked it. Christian got a really good pop when he came back, just like when JBL returned.
Yep.
And he was announced as the special guest referee for Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler. And he got a pretty good pop, too. Yeah. He got some really great heel heat, which was nice.
He got a huge pop. Everyone was happy to see him, and then he opened his mouth. Everyone hated him.
He did a really good job, I thought.
Yeah,
really good job.
Really, really good promo. I was very happy with it. To me also. So, but then Stone Cold
came out, as you know, and you know the glass comes out, and he signs the papers to be the guest referee instead. So now Stone Cold will be the guest ref,
which I think is hilarious.
Well, you know, they need to get the viewers there and to hear that Stone Cold will be there and that The Rock's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those two things are going to get people excited.
You just need Hogan, and then you'd have everyone. Or if Macho Man Randy Savage came back.
Macho awesome. Is done with wrestling. I don't even know if he would come back if they inducted him to the Hall of Fame, to be honest.
I think he would. He'd come back one more time. So, but anyways, so Daniel Bryan, Sheamus next week for the U.S. title. Pumped! Hopefully Sheamus doesn't win, because I think that's what's going to happen.
The thing I'm worried about is that Sheamus said that he's going to retire if he doesn't win or quit or whatever it was.
Right.
But they're expecting Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus at WrestleMania. So Sheamus is going to win the title next week, and Daniel Bryan is going to be the underdog going into WrestleMania. I almost guarantee that's what's going to happen.
You can't have Sheamus go for the heavyweight belt and then have him go for the, you know, the secondary belt.
Why? People do that all the time. Jericho, he went for the IC title after being the world heavyweight champion.
I don't know. So I just hate when they do that, especially because it seems fresh in my mind that he was the champion at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Anyway, so Ziggler is now on Raw, defeats Morrison in his first match, and Vicky is not hired on Raw, which is kind of weird.
Now, do you think that Ziggler is going to really help Raw out?
I don't know, dude. That is a tough question, because I don't think he will. He like, there's some wrestlers, they're a SmackDown wrestler, and when they go to Raw, they stink. He's one of those guys. Just to come to Raw, he'd stink. That's just me.
Maybe.
And then he comes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see what program they're going to put him in, because it's one of those things where Ziggler had a pretty decent program going on SmackDown, and I would have kept him over there. Have him feud with Mysterio. Have him feud with Kofi Kingston. But instead, they push him all the way to the top. And I don't know if they see him as a heavyweight champion, but that's my guess, is that they probably do.
I think that's a bad thing to do. Anyway, so Cena comes out in response to The Rock from last week. I like these words. Don't know why, but I like them. Really digging it.
I think the thing that I'm really enjoying about this is that you have to wait a week. Pacing on this is so well done that it's getting people to come back night after night after night to find out what's going to be said, what's going to be done. Is The Rock going to be here? Mm-hmm. Is Cena going to come out? What's going to happen? And so I actually am because of that. The pacing is just so, so well done. The only thing I'm worried about is that you have another, four shows into WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
you have to have a confrontation come up soon, like 2 weeks before WrestleMania. You have to have that confrontation. Because if you don't, if you keep having it go week after week after week for the next 4 weeks, you get a little sick of it. And so I think that'd be the thing I would be worried about the most.
Okay. Actually, dude, that's a great idea. I'll tell you the truth, that's a great idea. So anyway, so at the when it's all said and done, Miz comes out because we haven't seen him all night and takes care of John Cena. No A-Rod. No A-Rod. Just the
You know, you have to get the heel heat. I think that's a good way to do it. You're going to be able to put that in the promos that the Miz attacks Cena and give him the skull-crushing finale. And so that's fine. You know, I think that's a really great thing to do.
And I'm glad. I thought they did it very well, how they presented it. I thought it was done very well. So speaking of good things, Shelton Benjamin might be back. He worked a dark match right before SmackDown. And he faced Curt Hawkins, and what they said was a really good match coming back from the report. So, go on.
It's nice to see Shelton Benjamin back. It was near his hometown, so he was able to come back and work a match. But he still is in Ring of Honor, and so he's still got a lot of dates to do. He might be one of those people where they happen to be in the area, and they're like, hey, would you like to work a match or two here? And then he does. The thing I like the most about this, though, is that it makes it unpredictable. Having a established star like Shelton Benjamin come back because they're in Texas, that's awesome. That is phenomenal to do. It'd be just like, let's say Ric Flair, he wasn't wrestling or anything like that. He's in the Carolinas, and they happen to be in the area. And then all of a sudden, and Ric Flair's there. That makes it exciting. That's one thing that WWE continue to do this type of stuff. Then they're going down the right path.
Definitely, definitely. So it's confirmed Ray versus Cody is set for WrestleMania. And have they announced the stipulation yet, or is there going to be one?
No, he said that he was going to take off risk. But I know that you and I are both on the same page. This needs to be a ladder match. Needs to be.
It'd be awesome. They would tear it up, definitely, especially if Shelton Benjamin was just the third guy in there, not, you know, just to be there to be
for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason.
No reason. Just to be there.
Like, there's no reason the Core should be feuding with Kane and Show. Oh, crap, they are. And I thought Kane was a heel.
Who knows? Apparently he turned face. He's a tweener. I don't know. I just they're going down the TNA route here. But the rumor right now is that they're talking about bringing in Nash and having that be Kevin Nash, Kane, and Big Show,
which would be awesome. Just to have Kevin Nash come back as Diesel, put on the glove.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
What do you call his finishing move then?
It was a jackknife powerbomb.
It's still jackknife power. Okay. I thought maybe it was something to do with like Diesel vehicles or something like that. But like Razor Ramon, the Razor's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyways, so Sin Cara, right?
Sin Cara.
Sin Cara promos are airing everywhere, including Superstars, by the way, because that was – I got to see Woo 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 there. It actually aired on that as well. So all the shows are promoting the crap out of this. And it's going to be nice.
We incorrectly pronounced his name last week as Sin Cara. We weren't sure. It was just one of those things where you see that he was going to be there, and you kind of try to pronounce it the best way that you can. However, though, obviously corrected this week as Sin Cara. You know, watching the promos, I'm actually a little excited for this. I can't wait to see what they do with him. The only thing is, who's he going to feel? You know?
Got to do Ray almost, but...
Then Ray's got to turn heel.
That's true.
And Ray is a bad heel. I'm sorry, but Ray is a really bad heel.
They've tried that a couple times. Because he's like a full-time face. Like if MVP came back, I think he'd have to come back as face. He couldn't come back as heel now.
He did an okay heel. There are just some people that, they don't do a good job switching. Right. It'd be like Cena going heel.
Yes.
But
so Albert Del Rio and Brodus Clay lose to the Edge Christian Connection. The EC Connection. Awesome. Finally, they're back. Hopefully they stay this way. Oh, no, they're not going to.
My question is, why didn't you advertise this on Raw? Why didn't you advertise, and on Friday, you were going to see Edge and Christian reunite? That's a big deal. I mean, it's like TNA when they missed the boat on promoting Jeff and Matt were going to, you know, reunite to take on whoever it was. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, this should have been a big deal because then people would definitely turn to SmackDown. Even though the weird part is Raw's numbers are always higher, but like for SmackDown's has always been down. That's what I don't understand, even on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Sci-Fi is pretty much everywhere now, so.
But. Yeah. Now, Andy, I wanted to ask you, NXT Season 5 is starting, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, what's the premise of it, and what do you think of it?
I have no idea, dude.
You have no idea what the premise is?
I have no idea. All I heard was that, was it Maurice is going to be hosting it. No?
Oh, well, I was going to say that the premise between NXT Season 5 is that they're bringing back some of the losers the first four seasons, minus the girls.
Well,
1, 2, and 4. They're bringing back some of the people that didn't do well, such as like Titus O'Neil or Darren Young. They're coming back to try their luck again.
Oh, yeah. Is Percy coming
back?
Some
of them.
Percy has to come back. Oh, just what about the
But he's also been working dark matches and everything, so I don't see him coming back.
I got two words for you. Oh, yeah.
So what do you think of that? Do you think that's a good idea?
I was hoping they'd do this, and I hope this way. I hope it just ends now. They don't need to do it. They say it doesn't cost much to do it, and since it's online, it's not that big of a deal. That's bullcrap, dude. Because they're paying the same fees, except that's going to be on. Except that, well, they're only filling probably what of a 42-minute show, what 20 minutes, but still, it's going to cost money. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. You know what is worth it though, dude? Hostgator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, and you're not happy with your web hosts? Or you just think your web host sucks? You got to check out hostgator.com. They offer unlimited disk space and unlimited bandwidth. They also have a free site builder in your control panel, and they use which is awesome, by the way. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com out of your web host cost. TNA, Sting comes out. Huge pops. Huge pop. Everyone's happy. Sting is back. Are you happy, Aaron?
Yeah, I like Sting. I think that he's a really great talent. And it was kind of nice to see him feud with Hogan and Bischoff. It was, you know, I mean, it was kind of like the old days, but it's Sting can cut a promo like no other. Sting can cut a really promo. And regardless of, you know, his wrestling ability now, he is able to go out there and show people how it's done. It's just like watching The Rock, Stone Cold, Ric Flair, Hogan, watching them come out and cut promos. It's something that the younger people can take a look at and be like, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. It was nice.
I almost wish that Sting would actually teach the younger guys, if that makes sense. I'd think that'd be really cool. Like, show them how to properly cut a promo. Because I think that would help a lot of people out. Because, like you said, Sting's awesome. So, Jeff Hardy gets his rat road. Which is, by the way, this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Excited?
Not really.
Think he's going to win?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win either.
No.
Really don't think he's going to.
Jeff Hardy's going
to
be done.
If he wins, I'm not going to lie. If he wins, TNA does not know how to book crap, all right? They do not know how to book crap if Jeff Hardy wins. Plain and simple.
I could have told you that already. They don't know how to book crap, dude.
Well, one of the things that they are doing right, though, is that Flair is feuding with AJ through other wrestlers like Matt Hardy or Hernandez last week. Do you like this?
Yeah, I do like that. You know, like, it keeps things fresh. It keeps storylines going. Everyone's wrestling. You know, if a guy, you can throw him in with this. I think they're doing good. I really think so. This is probably the best thing that they've done.
Now, another thing I should ask you then is, what do you think about Inc. going heel? Now, we brushed over it last week, but Inc. is, you know, they're working as heels now. Do you like seeing Shannon as a heel?
I think it's awesome, dude. I think Shannon Moore, it's just really weird watching him when he first CW and what he looks like now. It's just like night and day, dude. But like, I thought, you know, he's no one ever really said bad stuff about him. So I got to feed, if no one says anything bad about him, and you hear a couple good things, I mean, that's saying something. At least he didn't rub people the wrong way. So I got to give him credit. So, Anyway, so Sting and RVD defeat Anderson and Hardy in a very good match. Usually this entails that the losers are going to be the winners at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, typically. They wanted to put Sting over. He just won, so it's not a bad idea to do so. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens at the pay-per-view. But it was a good match, and that's the big thing, is that Anderson and Hardy can put on good matches together or against each other. Same thing with Sting and RVD.
Mm-hmm. I concur, dude. So what do we got for a wrestling weekly topic?
This week's weekly topic is going to be about a TNA house show that was in Kent, Washington.
Isn't that where you live?
I do live in that area. I live in Seattle.
Did you go to it?
I live in Seattle proper, and I went to this show.
Holy
which
crap.
Wasn't too far away.
How far away was it?
It's about 20 to 30 minute drive.
That's not bad.
Not too far. So, but I wanted to talk about this a little bit because neither of us have ever been to a TNA house show or TNA show in general. We went to a couple of WCW shows. We went to a few WWF and WWE shows, but we've never been to a TNA one because they don't tour as much. So I wanted to take the time to kind of go over what happened. So the show started. SoCal Val was the announcer. She was helping everybody through everything, you know, talking about what was going on for the night. And the first match was Spanky, you know, Brian Kendrick, taking on Kaz. And it was a really good match. It got slow in the middle. At the beginning. It was really slow. They were doing rest holds at the beginning. And I turned and said to a friend of ours, his name is Doug, I said to him, you know, on here, why are they doing rest holds at the beginning of the match? You do that in the middle. But at the end, though, it was really great. They knew how to work the crowd to make the finishes look good. And Spanky really put on just a great show. Like, it was a great effort. He made you think that he was going to win. And that's really what it's about. It's about who's going to win that match.
Did you see some sliced bread number two?
He went for it. And unfortunately, Kaz was able to counter it.
Ah.
Yeah. So Kaz won that match. Another match I wanted to talk about was Ink taking Beer Money. And it was a three-way match. So Jeff Jarrett and Beer Money had Scott. Scott Steiner looks like, I'm saying, he really did not look good in the match. He needs to retire. But that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
But Ink, so Shannon Moore comes out with a sign that says, "This place sucks," which is a sign he probably takes with him everywhere. Because it was just perfect. It was you use. And, you know, one thing I got to say, Earl Hebner, he refereed a couple of the matches and started a "You Screwed Brett" chant just because, right? And ringside was yelling at him. And Earl Hebner, literally in the middle of the match, looked over at this guy, is pointing at him and yelling at him.
Really?
So this is Earl Hebner doing it, right? Later, I think it was after this match, he comes out and this was the funniest thing. He came out to being addressed as the best referee in the history of wrestling. And so he comes out and everybody started a "You Screwed Brett" chant. So he takes off his shirt, which was a referee shirt, right? And it's like a shirt also, but it's like t-shirts that's a referee shirt. And it says on there, "Yes, I did." It says, "Yes, I did," and then it says Hebner on the back.
Oh, gosh, dude, that's awesome.
Well, here's the funny thing. During the intermission, Don West comes out. Don West, he was the salesman, all right? You know, you use the term used car salesman. He was a salesman, all right?
Well you know that he was late night. If you're up really late, he did a bunch of infomercials.
Doesn't surprise me. He came out, and this was the best marketing ever. He comes out and says, "Oh, that shirt you just saw Hebner wearing, you can get that over at the booth now. We have one of them." You know, out of nowhere, they just printed them, apparently. So people went and they bought them in droves. So there were a ton of people wearing these shirts in the middle of the show now. So it was actually kind of interesting. It was really good marketing, I must say. But anyway, after the intermission, we had AJ Styles take on Matt Hardy. They both got huge face pops, I must say. it was really surprising. It was a pretty good match. AJ ended up winning with Styles Clash. And then the main event was Jerry Anderson. Mr. Anderson played the heel, which was really weird. But he bashed on the Seattle Seahawks being 7-9. And Anderson, of course, from being from Green Bay, you know, talks about how the Packers are really great. We tried to start a Chicago Bears chant. Didn't work for whatever reason.
I wonder why. I really wonder why.
But Hardy ended up getting the win with the Swanton. And then afterwards, they had a line, and you were able to get into the ring and get your picture taken with Matt, which is really cool.
How? $20?
Seriously? $20.
And Ann was able to take a picture?
Not per person either. It was $20 for everyone in your party. So if it was, let's say, six people, it was $20 total. All six people would get in there. You get the picture taken. Picture gets printed out right away. You pick it up and you get to leave.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was nice because I'd never been in a ring before, so it was kind of cool to kind of bounce around in there for a second, picture taken. But it was really cool. I must say, I enjoyed the event. I thought it was really exciting. I would recommend to go for anybody who, if TNA's in your area, go see it. It was really fun and you know, a lot of chance, a lot of really fun people in the area.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap! So when they come to area where you're from and where I live, I'm definitely gonna go in there, dude. I haven't been inside of a ring since '98. That was the last time I stepped foot in one. So it'd be nice to go back. Now, by the way, so did you go on under the bottom rope?
Oh no! I went through over the middle rope, but I did it in a cool way, and then I helped my girlfriend in the ring by, you know, of course, picking up the rope for her. But you know, something I should say, because I did gloss over, I missed this part, but there was somebody in the front row who had a beer, and they were kept trying to give it to the wrestlers, and AJ Styles drank some of it. He actually took it. He drank some. He's like, pretty good. And then he like threw the rest in Matt Hardy's face during the match, so the crowd went nuts for that. Well, this guy, it was $9 beer night, and this guy apparently had a lot of money, and he got another beer, and he tried giving it to Jeff Hardy. Jeff didn't take, but Mr. Anderson, when he was like on the rail with his hand up there, and the guy basically put the beer in his hand, and he takes it and just slams it on the ground. And it was really funny. Like, and the guy was just laughing hysterically. The guy goes and gets another beer, no joke. And it was hilarious.
So $27 later.
So $27 later. So, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I recommend it to anybody. If you have a chance to go, do so. So that is our weekly topic. It was incredibly long, so I do apologize about that. But TNA. That was the TNA House Show.
Definitely got to check it out. I can't wait till they come to this area. Anyways, well, that's all the time we got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. Till next time, we'll see you in the ring.